Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You wait, we're on Erevin 103, almost at the end of Erevin, talking about the idea of being involved in a mitzvah. Rava said here on Erevin 103, the Tana of our Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer holds that preparations for a mitzvah override the Sabbath, override the Shabbos. The notes point out the Mishnah is apparently incompatible with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion because it prohibits the removal of a wart with an instrument, a biblical transgression, whereas Rabbi Eliezer rules that even acts of biblically forbidden labor are permitted for the sake of mitzvah preparations. Therefore, Rava continues, however, Rabbi Eliezer concedes. However, Rabbi Eliezer concedes that wherever it is possible to make a change in the performance of the preparation and thereby avoid a biblical prohibition, one must make that change. For me, the point to focus in on, the point being to look at, is the necessary elements of a mitzvah and the preparations for a mitzvah, how it's thought about could even override the Shabbos. How often in our life do we find that a mitzvah is too tedious, God forbid? A mitzvah is too difficult, God forbid? A mitzvah is too all-encompassing, too much involved, too much effort, too much involved, I just can't do it. It's too hard for me. There's too much money, too much time, too much resources involved. I can't do it. God forbid, the Gemara points out here, you would think that the preparations for a mitzvah even should override the Shabbos. Alachas kama v'kama, kal v'chomer, when it's not Shabbos, the mitzvah and its preparation should take precedence over everything else. The Torah points out to us in the Torah Shabbat Pen, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, lefum tsara agra. According to the exertion is the reward. The harder the mitzvah, the greater the reward. But the harder the mitzvah, the harder the effort involved, the greater the reward, the greater the aspect, the greater that comes out of it, the greater help you could do for others. Obviously, you have to take care of your spouse first and your children also right after that. And obviously, you have to take care of what needs to take care of. But if you're sitting around and you're going to watch a TV show anywhere, a movie anywhere, you're going to read a book anywhere, you're going to go jogging, you're doing something that's not involved in the mitzvah itself, and a mitzvah comes to you, and you have ability to prepare for that mitzvah, you should do so. You should be involved. So it should take precedence over all those other things. As the Gemara here talks about how the mitzvah and the preparation of a mitzvah can take precedence, so too in our own life. Mitzvahs and their preparation should take precedence and should take over. I know it's hard to do some mitzvahs. I know it's difficult to do some mitzvahs. It might be time-consuming and money-consuming to do some mitzvahs, but how much greater is the outcome? How much greater is it to feel that you're able to help someone else? If we ever cook for someone and we send it off, I'm a big fan, Blin Nedder, of cooking for other people. If someone had a baby, Lo Alina, someone lost someone, God forbid, we should never know from such things. But if someone needs it and we sign up, of course it's going to cost money. Of course it's going to cost time. But how great is that mitzvah and the preparation of the mitzvah? Giving them that need of that meal, which could be maybe considered Bikur Cholim because they're recuperating from having a baby, or it could be considered, you know, trying to comfort those who lost, I don't know. But involved in the preparations is great exertion, but the reward is so great. And of course, it's going to take some time. Of course, it's going to take some money, but money comes, money calls. When it's involved in a mitzvah, a chesed, God will get it back to you. Amir Hashem, Bli Nader, Hashem will get it back to you. So make sure to be involved in the preparations for a mitzvah and in the mitzvah. Lefum tsara agra, just as the Gemara talks about the preparations for a mitzvah might even override the Shabbos, so too in our own lives every day, make sure the mitzvahs and its preparations override over all the other things that are materialistic or non-essential, non-important in your daily life. Run to do the mitzvah and prepare for the mitzvah. Be involved in the mitzvah every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 104 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.